The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 22nd day of May, 2017. Ron McDonald riding shotgun, as he does every Monday. And as he's done for the last 5 years.
No, since 2009.
Okay.
That's, 8 years?
Is there a retirement package in this for you?
I think it's 7 years, huh?
Seven years.
Yeah.
My, Tom, things just fly when you're having this much fun. Do I still have Tom?
Yeah, I'm here. I didn't know if you meant Tom or Ron.
Oh, it sounds like you're closer to a cell tower now.
Yeah, I am. I walked over by the window. No, I'm just kidding. I took my headset off. It's a real mess, you know. I used to install cell phone towers years ago, and they were a lot of fun. In fact, I have a picture of me standing on a 150-foot tower at the top. A friend took a picture of me up there, and then when I got the picture, we looked at it, there was a Chemtrail X right over the top of my head. I think that's what happened. What's wrong with me? I got infected by chemtrail.
No, the problems, I think, run deeper, but that's not for public discussion.
All right, the reason I called was, did you hear about this bombing in England?
No, but I would dearly love to explore the thing about the cell towers. Am I right about the priority going into those towers?
You are to a certain degree, but only if somebody else, like police or somebody that's got a higher priority programming set up in their phone, will take priority and push you out. Okay, what will happen is it'll get the more it gets overloaded, the lower the bandwidth is going to drop, and then you're just going to creep. But sometimes, if you even have low bars and you grab a call, it will pump up your signal. It'll push it out a little harder, and you'll get more bars, and you'll be able to keep your tower. But it's such a mess because there's so many colos on there that you can't, you know, it's just microwave heaven there. I've had cell towers where we put in five or six different companies on there, co-located them on one tower, and you've got stacks of antennas, and that stuff, I don't care what they tell me, it stuff interferes with each other. It does cause interference, especially when you've got so many channels running on the same frequency. So it's definitely, I don't know, at a mile and a half, though, I think you're probably stuck right in the middle between two or three towers. Because that's about the range of a tower. So you're probably right smack in the middle of the cell itself. So you're probably in between a few. And it could be jogging back and forth between the two towers. If you're between two towers, whichever one's the strongest is going to grab, you walk across your living room and it's stronger than the other one, it's going to switch, and now the signal over there may be lower and you're going to drop.
So I am in the broadband cell tower hellhole. You know, and what you just said makes sense because they asked me, well, is the cell that bad in your entire area? I go, no, I can walk 50 yards in any direction and I can have four or five bars. And they go, right. Oh. So that makes sense now. By the way,
plus,
Ron,
it could be interference. It could be other buildings. You could have some kind of building in the way. The stuff, you know, it can be interfered with just by structures, power lines, all kinds of stuff.
By the way, Ron.
Yeah.
Tom was nice enough to send me over a screenshot, and I'm assuming you're home right now, Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah, he sent me over a screenshot when he went up to speedtest.net. He's bragging at me that he's got 86.42 megabytes download speed and 83.24 megabytes upload speed. So they're about equal. For $109 a month?
Yeah, $109.
Okay, so I just got from AT&T for 50 megabytes per second download and 10 upload. I got that for $30. How are you doing better than me?
Because they've got Fios, which is fiber, which is, and the speeds are synchronous.
Oh, well, what the hell? No. What do you think I got in my neighborhood? AT&T in the last 3 years came in and destroyed my lawn twice to lay down fiber cable. That's another issue they never addressed.
I think they. I think what they did was install a pipe with a string between two tin cans. See, you just didn't pull tight enough.
Now you notice I've been after Tom for the longest time to move down here to Texas so that I could be within arm's reach when he tortures me like this. You listen to him. He's just. I'm glad I made his day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't get to laugh too much with them. This last week has been the week from hell trying to. Make sure everybody that I take care of their computers didn't get infected and, you know, upgrading and patching.
You know what they say about busting into spontaneous laughter, the next stop is the rubber room at 3 North? There are indicators, you know. Yes. At any rate.
Hey, I think laughing makes you live longer. I don't know. Anyway, back to the bombing.
Yes.
They had this bombing there at some Adriana somebody concert. They said 20 dead and I don't know how many injured, but the main picture right on the front page is a woman with her legs bandaged. You know, what are these guys that make these bombs? They must be really smart because they only attack people's legs. Just like at the Boston Marathon and all that.
Yeah, which they swear was a real event. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I saw this one girl on there with her leg bandage. She doesn't, I don't know, it kind of looks like a staged picture to me, but...
Now you're heading to the conspiracy theory realm. Oh, by the way, there's a news story up on Republic Broadcasting, and dating back quite a bit, but also some current stuff, of the 10 conspiracy theories that were actually true. Yeah. All right, well, Tom, I appreciate it. And by the way...
Mm-hmm.
You know, we pay $600 a month for our internet, 10 up and 10 down here at this network.
I know.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Well,
I'm trying to find a way around it for you.
Well, look, here's the deal, and I've told you this. Now I'll publicly say it, so I probably never have to hear this from you again, is these are business class, what they consider to be business class internet service. If you're with a company and it's just, you know, Joe Blow from Kokomo out there that gets internet and you get a wonderful price that you get 86 down and 83 up, whatever, and you get it for a whopping $109, down here you're contracting individually. Business class.
Well, I hate to break your bubble, but I have business class service. I'm
sorry, and what state are you in?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, it's not Texas. Okay, there seems to be the problem.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying yes. There's crooks down there.
You think?
Because I run a business.
Okay. So at any rate, we've got...
that's why you told me that you're keeping that, because you need 24/7, you know, customer service or support in case the line goes down or
yes.
Dies. You need somebody to fix it. Well, I have the same thing. It's only $109 a month, and I got... you know, 8 times faster speed. But
yeah,
it's not your fault. It's those crooks down there.
And again, what state do you live in?
The state of confusion.
There you go. Tom, thank you for your call.
I'm still working on it. Uh-huh. I'm looking for a way around it for you.
All right.
Okay?
I appreciate it.
Have a good day. See you, Ron. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See what I mean about being within arm's reach?
Yes.
He thinks he's safe by sitting in Philadelphia laughing at me right now. By the way, did you post that latest thing on Podesta? Not the $35 million he got through Clinton. The other one. It seems that we have some sort of confirmation from another source that Seth guy, what the hell was his name?
Seth Rich.
Yeah, Rich. Seth Rich. Yeah. There's another party that's come forth and said, yep. Yeah, it looks like Seth Rich was murdered because he's the one that passed those emails over to WikiLeaks. Third story, and here's the deal. Are your medications safe? I must not have updated here. Let me do a refresh. And the word has it that the Democrats in Washington, D.C. are running around like chickens with their heads cut off because there's no place left to hide. Now, I have a question here. Why is not Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation being investigated?
I think we all have that question, John. You know, I mean, Clinton for prison. I mean, that was kind of, I would say, an implied promise by Donald Trump. Well, although he's not the one that can do that, it'd have to be the Attorney General, but he has a lot of influence.
I wasn't referring, by the way, Mike, I wasn't referring to... did that include the anonymous, the third party? Okay. Dr. Irwin, E-O-W-R-Y-N, rather, Newt Gingrich calls murder of Seth Rich an assassination. And from WikiLeaks... Podesta tweeted out, I'm definitely for making an example of a suspected leaker, whether or not we have any real basis for it. Now, this tweet that went out, I'm sorry? That was in an email? Okay, this is from WikiLeaks? Okay. This morning, appearing on Fox and Friends, referring to the murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich said, "We have this very strange story now of this young man who worked for the Democrat National Committee, who apparently was assassinated at 4 in the morning, have been giving WikiLeaks something like 23,000, oh, I'm sorry, he says, he corrected it, 53,000 emails and 17,000 attachments. Nobody's investigating that. And what does that tell you about what was going on? Because it turns out it wasn't the Russians. It was a young guy who I suspected was disgusted by the corruption of the Democrat National Committee. He's been killed, and apparently nothing serious has been done to investigate the murder. Meanwhile, Kim.com, a German-Finnish internet entrepreneur, businessman, musician, and political party founder who resides in Auckland, New Zealand, has come forth claiming that I knew Seth Rich. I know he was the WikiLeaks source. I was involved. Now, Kim.com has been invited by Sean Hannity to appear on the latter's TV show this coming Tuesday, May 23rd. Kim Drockton tweets he will meet his legal team tomorrow, meaning today, and issue a statement on Sean Hannity radio and TV on Tuesday. D.C. Democrats reportedly are in a panic. An anonymous poster on 4chan who says he works in Washington, D.C., wrote this. I know for certain that Seth Rich case has scared the capital S with a hit out of certain high-ranking current and former Democrat Party officials. This is the reason why they have backed away from impeachment talk. They know the smoking gun is out there, and they're terrified you're going to find it. Because when you do, it'll bring down the entire Democrat National Committee, along with a couple of very big-name politicians. It appears that certain DNC thugs were not thorough enough when it comes time to cover their tracks. Podesta saying he wanted to make an example of a leaker is a huge smoking gun. The behavior is near open panic. To even mention this name in DC circles will bring you under automatic scrutiny. To even admit that you have knowledge of this story puts you in immediate danger. If there was no smoke, there would be no fire. I have never in my 20 years of working in DC, seen such a panicked reaction from anyone. And he goes on to say, I have strong reason to believe that the smoking gun in this case is out of the hands of the conspirators and will be discovered by Anand's. Next sentence, I know for certain that Podesta is deeply concerned. And the email there is posted. In the meantime, I think the Seth Rich family has been gotten to because they're calling this a conspiracy theory and there's nothing in, no, there's nothing here. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Hillary Clinton is as clean as a driven snow. Yeah. God. 800-313-9443. Do I got any callers over there? Tom in Florida. Is this another Tom? Okay, we got Tom. Calm Tom. Is this, I'm spun up Tom? Okay, Tom.
Yeah, this is spun up Tom. John, how you doing today?
Okay, take it slow. Take it slow.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, first off, the little, it was a Jap that was giving the concert, worked for Disney Channel, Aria Grande. She's doing the Dangerous Tour. That's the name of the tour that she's got going on in England. It's called the Dangerous Tour. And,
wow.
Yeah, they evidently had a big explosion over there in Manchester, and a bunch of people got killed. Looks like a terrorist attack. That's what they're saying right now. But
or state-sponsored terrorism, I would probably believe, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she's a little Jap, you know, Jap. But anyway, I didn't call you about that. What I did call you about, John, is first off, Chinese are bragging about they killed all these CIA agents under Obama. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's breaking on the news now, too. They're actually getting a little heavy with that. But the reason I did call you, Donald Trump's going to, now there's 650,000 people who are overstaying their visas, and Trump, I guess, is, I don't know what Sessions is going to do, but it looks like Trump's giving these Haitians here in Florida, he's going to let the 50,000 stay for another 7-8 months, and they're going to decide what they're going to do with them. But,
I can tell you one thing they could do. They could spend the next 6, 7, 8 months deporting all of them rather than putting it off and then deciding what they're going to do. They could use this half a year or better to deport their butts.
And I agree, John. You know that. And, you know, this immigration thing, I have to, that crazy Ann Coulter, but she does come to a point on one thing. If Trump doesn't deliver on this immigration and the wall, I don't believe he's going to make it. And I think 2018 is going to be a rough year for them. I do believe that if Trump, you know, goes ahead and does what he says about immigration, does start putting $2 billion toward the wall, I'll donate $10 or anything, I'll do whatever. If he don't build that wall, I believe Trump's in serious trouble, John. And if he doesn't, start doing some of this illegal immigration and get as many as he can out of here in the next 2 years. I don't know what's going to happen, but I think that he is. I mean, I saw on Fox News the other day how many gang members are in L.A. alone. It's unbelievable. That was kind of unbelievable seeing that. But another thing, John, in agriculture, I think, I don't know if you know this, but you know how many people are actually in agriculture in the whole United States of America?
I have no idea.
It's 1.7 million, according to the USDA and all that. 1.7 million. And to say another 400,000 doing lawn service, what are these other 10 million, 9.5 million illegals doing?
Working in McDonald's, places working like that, working at hotels.
$15 an hour.
Working at $15 where?
Seattle, I guess. I don't know.
Well, yeah, in Seattle they might, but not here in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I hope that Trump does deliver a little bit on this immigration. It's going to be a rough last 2 years for him. I'll be honest about it. If he doesn't do something with that immigration, I guess it's going to be a...
So what I'm hearing you say, Tom, if he doesn't at least satisfy at least part of his constituency that voted him in to keep them in line while he's not delivering on anything else... is enough to satiate us?
Yes, I think so. I think that's going to ease the pain for him. But, you know, you still got these Democrats running around. So, you had this one guy talking about F Trump chat. He had a big chant with Nancy Pelosi there saying F Trump and all that. Can you imagine the Republicans did that, the Democrats?
Yeah, right. All right, Tom, I got to run. Thanks for your call.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
All right, we are back. Steve and Kelly. Hello, Steve.
Hey there, John.
Hey.
You know, I just heard Tom down in Florida mention about building the wall, and I've heard this story many times over, but, I mean, we could do that. You know, it's supposedly, what, $12 to $15 billion to build it. Legals cost us $100 billion. So we'd see a net savings of about $85 billion a year. We could do it that way, or we could simply just follow the laws that are on the books already, which means a $10,000 fine for any U.S. employer that knowingly employs an illegal alien. You remove the incentive, get rid of all the benefits, all the subsidies, get rid of all that incentive, and there's no reason for them to come over here, and that problem goes away overnight.
Ron?
Simply follow the law.
Geographically, he's not located too far from you in Northern California, right?
Right.
Oh, okay. And what state do you all live in? Yeah. Okay.
God's country, right, Ron?
You might as well move to Pennsylvania with Tom over there.
I'm just simply saying follow the law.
Oh, no. If you've been paying attention in California, they're telling everybody that we're not doing that.
Yes, I know.
Oh, well.
Right.
So what do you need to do to unseat your asshats that apparently... are not running a constitutional state anymore?
Good question.
Well, I'm hoping the president reacts to it.
Yeah.
You know, they want to make a sanctuary state. Of course, I'm not for that. But, you know, if you want to stay in office, you want foreigners in here voting for you.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's going to run
back in the old days. They had the safe houses for the criminals. You know, they used to go up in the mountains after they robbed the stagecoaches and the banks, and they would go up there. They were safe houses, a sanctuary for them. It's kind of what we're seeing out here. Same thing.
Well, and it's gotten so bad you're moving to God's waiting room?
I am, John. I am.
Are you going to still practice RN stuff?
Oh, yeah, for a little while longer, and then I'll probably just say that's enough of that. Probably, yeah.
Well, I'm astonished at how much you really do know. You must be a damn good nurse.
You know, I don't want to pat myself on the back and with the ego and everything, but I know my job really well. I really do. And if you are in critical care need, you're in a car accident, you're renal failure, or any kind of organ failure, I mean, 23, 24 years, you do your job, you're going to learn, and you're going to know your job inside and out. That kind of applies to anybody in a job where you've been in that long. You just know what you need to do and how to do it, and I don't cave under pressure. I mean, I never have. I don't know why.
It
come overnight.
Yeah, I have never panicked either. I mean, I was getting my license for diving in the Caribbean. I was down at the, oh gosh, I can never remember the island's names. Grand Cayman, there we go. And I was down 100 feet, and I ran out of air. And I remember the diving instructor saying, and he was nowhere in sight, by the way. He was around a coral head somewhere. And I remember him saying, do not panic. Don't panic. He said, you're going to have to come up at a couple of different stages to bleed off some of the nitrogen bubbles. And I survived that. I was 100 feet down, and I ran out of air. And now, if I would have shot to the surface, I probably would have died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that happened to me, too. I was down about 100 feet, and my power inflator automatically started to inflate, and I started to come up like a bobber pretty fast, disconnected it, and manually, slowly, you know, let the air out of the bladder and came up. But if I had shot up as fast as I was heading up,
you would have been dead.
I would have definitely gone into the bends.
Well, and you're the one that gave me the information on this Seth Richard. I want you to hang around for a second because we're going to take bottom of the hour break here.
Sure.
And you looked at the information that was put out by one of the attending at Seth Rich.
Yeah.
And you explained what all this stuff meant, because there was some medical technology in there or verbiage that I did not understand.
Right. Sure, sure.
Okay. And if you would, please run through that scenario.
Well, see, the injuries were, I had two wounds, and then I was a third. And I remember they said the liver was nicked, so you got a liver laceration we call liver lac. Those usually aren't fatal. They usually aren't fatal. I mean, they perfuse a lot of blood, livers, but they usually seal themselves off pretty fast. It's kind of nice.
Okay, now hold on one second. Hold on one second. Let me pick this up, and folks, this is kind of a verification of this man's knowledge and experience. How long have you been a registered nurse?
23 years.
And you've worked in ICU how many of those years?
22.
Hold on a second, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You know, I just kept thinking during the break, Ron, that this guy should make a stop here in Texas and we never leave him go because he's smarter than most of the doctors we have down here.
That he is a pretty bright, well, he's a young man, I'd have to say. Pretty bright young man.
Okay. So, Steve.
Ron, you're not that much older than me.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm about 30 years older than you.
No.
Yeah. He just doesn't show his age. At any rate, Steve, run through the scenario with Seth Rich and this wonderful hospital care that he got.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, you said the Rich family is now saying anybody who doesn't believe the official story that the government says is a conspiracy theorist. I think it's pretty much you're right. Somebody got to these people.
But just looking at the lab numbers, there was a hemoglobin of 8 and a hematocrit of, they said, 23. Not 23, 20, I'm sorry. And actually, that question, that was even accurate, because usually if you take the hemoglobin and multiply it times 3, that's pretty much what you get as a hematocrit. So it was pretty close, 8 and 23, 8 and 20. But, I mean, there's a little
okay, and then
there.
How?
But
okay.
They didn't give him enough blood.
Okay.
Then, right off the bat.
And that is why his stats were not bigger because or better because they didn't give him the required amount of blood?
Right, right. Well, see, your oxygen carrying capacity, that's your blood, your hemoglobin on the hematocrit, on the red blood cell, it carries oxygen and it carries, you know, CO2 away also. It carries oxygen in the tissues and carries away CO2. And he had critical numbers, and he would have required a heck of a lot more than, I think they said, 2 units of packed cells is all he got. So normally with each unit of packed cells, you're looking at it, it's right around 250, 280, 300 cc's of blood. You expect about a 3% spike on your hemoglobin, which also boosts your hematocrit up. So he had critical numbers and only received 2 units of packed cells. So he would have been in some respiratory failure. You would have seen visible signs of that, struggling with his breathing because he didn't have the oxygen-carrying capacity anymore. So he probably would have been ventilated, put on a ventilator, and needed mechanical ventilation. So, you know, there's a lot of things that just don't match up. And, you know, and then he wasn't being monitored, and, you know, and code blue, we didn't know, and it...
There was no, let me back up here because you're kind of glossing over some very important points here. The attending said that there were no life-threatening injuries to this guy and that there was no code blue that was called because there was no such monitoring taking place. And when the people decided to do their rounds to check up on Mr. Rich, they weren't allowed in. And he didn't die 90 minutes after he was shot. It was 8 hours later.
Right, right.
Boy.
Well, he initially, right off the bat, he would have been trauma. Ambulance would have received him and would have taken him to a trauma center. And he would have gone to an ICU. He was shot, right? So he was shot. He would have gone to a trauma center, and he would have been put in an ICU. This man would have not been put on a general floor to be monitored. He would have been in an ICU. At critical labs, which he could have gone into other failure problems with not having enough circulating blood volume. So if anybody says he was not in an ICU, you got a lawsuit on your hand right there because he wasn't put in the place he should have been monitored. So he went to an ICU. I'm sure of it. And if somebody, I'd like to see more on that, but he had to go into an ICU flat out. So with the injuries itself being shot, and the critical numbers, and all the other problems that come along with, after time, having a low circulating blood volume, which means you go into respiratory failure, and you can go into other failures, kidney failure, renal failure, other failures, you know, and cardiogenic shock. And this doesn't all make sense. None of this makes sense to saying, well, you know, we weren't monitoring.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that's not making sense to the person that was hired to assassinate him. Chances are, if we ever find out who the assassin was, he'll be long dead as well.
Big time.
Because
right.
What you always do is you always assassinate the assassin. Dead men tell no tales.
Always, always, always.
All right, Steve.
Yeah, it's rotten. It smells, and I'd like to see more. I'd like to see the whole chart. But yeah, they need to. The family needs to file charges. I don't know. They must have been. Somebody got to them already, and now they're worried for their safety and their lives, and that's unfortunate, but that doesn't mean we can't push for answers, and we should be, because that was definitely a hit. It wasn't a robbery. That was a hit.
I have a request from Michael Herzog.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants you to call in to his show tonight. I guess he's going to have Jim Fetzer on.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. Message delivered, then.
All righty, I can do that.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Steve.
You got it, John. We'll see you.
Okay. I'm regretting this guy's not in Texas. He said that he might. He said that he might move here.
Well, you know, he is a good speaker. I'm impressed when he has done your show. I'm very impressed. He's Johnny on the spot.
Well, here's some information I've been saving toward the end of the program. And for the people that have dropped off and went to sleep or went and ate dinner or you're in a different time zone, Robert Steele, he just, and I don't know that this man, he's going to be long for this world. He says, I've just learned from a person I trust that Jared Kushner is being used by Israel to rapidly enable Saudi Arabian nuclear attack capability against Iran. In his recent call to the Lockheed CEO asking for a 12% discount, should have been 50, he writes, on Lockheed's missile defense system, Kushner was overheard discussing the arming of the Saudis with nuclear missiles with what sounded like an Israeli intelligence officer. My source tells me that the Israelis believe that they can incite a limited nuclear war between Saudi Arabia and Iran, and that the nuclearization of Saudi Arabia will discourage Russia from deepening its support of Syria while also serving as a threat against Iran. He said, I am reminded of the treason of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who gave Pakistan the nuclear bomb, and indirectly with Saudi funding and Israel's assistant, also to North Korea. And we should not forget that the CIA gave Iran the plans for a modern nuclear bomb in a covert operation that was as stupid as any of I have ever seen. It is very likely that Kushner is acting with an explicit approval of President Donald Trump, and that there is also a high risk of limited U.S. nuclear attack on North Korea in the future. Then he says the near future. I'm very concerned by the increased possibility that our legitimately elected president is losing his mind to an active psychotronics or mind control against him by the deep state. It's clear to me that both the vice president and the chief of staff are traitors who actively represent the deep state, and our president is not being properly protected by the Secret Service or the FBI. If he appoints Joe Lieberman as director of the FBI, he will be signing his death warrant and assuring four more years of deep state control of the USA. Wow. Now, we just inked a deal here with Saudi Arabia. And it's not $300 billion. It's $350 billion, they say, over the next 10 years. Now, what country, Ron McDonald, in the Middle East, what is the only country that has enough nuclear weapons that one or two of these things could be shifted over to their stepchildren, the Saudi Arabians? What country would that be?
I would vote Israel.
Bingo. Bingo. Now, if...
Do I win anything?
You win the Robert David Steele Vivo Award.
Okay.
But if this guy is legitimate, he's just blown the whistle on the whole damn deal. Holy mackerel. He goes on to say, Kurds have joined Zionist plan to balkanize Iran, 6,000 Kurdish fighters on the border. He said, a trusted Kurdish source has confirmed that the Kurds have agreed to join the Zionist campaign to balkanize Iran. They have 6,000 Kurdish fighters ready to cross the border into Iran when asked to do so. So you see, my friend, we're not stabilizing anything. And Mr. Trump's promise that he was going to get the U.S. uninvolved in the Middle East, apparently he's lost his mind. Apparently, somebody is pulling the strings up there that is greater than the great Donald John Trump. I'm sorry, how many meters did that swamp get drained?
Yeah, I mean, that was one of his biggies. That's a reason for a lot of people to have voted for him, to stay out of other people's business, other countries' business. And yet he's not fulfilled on that. He's done the opposite.
Well, I'll tell you something. Either Mr. Robert Steele is part of the deep state and he is a disinfo operative, or here's a guy that's putting it on the line by telling the truth. Six of one, half dozen of the other? I don't know. I trust, but I try to verify. This guy is coming out with this information. there's enough there to basically get him killed about 10 times over. Now, it's not lost on me that we've killed millions of people in the Middle East, and exactly why did we do that? Because these people were such a threat to the United States? But see, we're not reminded of that fact, Ron, that we have been at our hands, have killed millions in the Middle East, or have caused directly the deaths of millions of people in the Middle East. Now, I don't know if I slipped off into another orbit in another planet someplace, but I would say that we have lost all control of anything in this country. Andy,
yeah,
go ahead.
I agree with you, and I think when Donald Trump was campaigning to be the president of the United States, I believe he believed what he was saying. But once he gets in there, one man can't do anything. Everyone was fighting him, including your national security organizations, agencies.
Well, and to add to that, if Mr. Trump is being coerced and he's not really in control, he needs to tell us, and he needs to tell us right now.
I would agree.
Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John, are you there?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, wow, I didn't get that little noise.
Okay, Andy, just get to your point, sir.
Okay, here's my point. We need to be very disgruntled with this entire idea of Joe Lieberman being anywhere close to being the FBI. Okay, first and foremost, is this guy like from Maryland or something?
That's yep, he was, I think, the Attorney General of Maryland before he was senator.
Yeah, okay, and so he's representative. You know, he lost an election in a primary election. He lost it, and then he came back because he was running as a Democrat, and then he came back as an independent, and he won when it came to the primary. So most people, when they lose a primary, they drop out, and then it goes to the Democrat and the Republican. But he did this Democrat to Democrat for the next election, or something fishy like that happened. So this guy is a dead ringer. He's totally, with this New World Order stuff that's going on here. And so this is a total discredit to Donald Trump if he lets this person in to do this. This is a total, total slap in the face. Now, he can put the people forward that he wants to be in this position, and if this is somebody, we are assuming that he's put these people forward. I mean, evidently there's not any other better qualified people applying for the job, is the way I'm seeing this. But he's the one who puts these people forward to get them processed. I wouldn't even think about Lieberman. Who would ever think about Lieberman? So
that was the furthest thing.
It was getting crazier by the day. It's fantastic. Thank you, John. I appreciate you letting me on the radio.
Okay,
thank
you, Andy. I half expected him to name Henry Kissinger. He might as well. I don't think Henry would take such a low post job as being Secretary of State or anything like that. But the guy they've got in there, Mr. Exxon, really? Here's a corporate guy, and he's going to make deals? That's the way this is shaping up to me. I don't know. Bill in Wisconsin. Hello, Bill.
John, thanks for taking my call. You know, it's Monday night, and you know what's on Monday night on mainstream television, don't you?
No, I don't.
Dancing with the Saudis.
God.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, let me just say this right here and now. If this is true that Kushner was overheard discussing the army of the Saudis with nuclear missiles, okay, to go attack Iran or to nuke Syria, I want this little asshat Jewish, can't even use the words that I want to use, I want his head on a plate. I want it now.
I agree. It's incredible. And today, we had the first sitting president of the United States wearing the beanie going to the Wailing Wall.
He didn't.
Yeah, he did.
God. Now, it was Lieberman that was pictured doing that, along with the senator, Arizona senator, the one that said bomb, bomb, bomb Iran, Mr.
Yeah.
McCain?
Insane McCain.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What do you want to make a bet? The reason why Henry just mysteriously showed up at the White House when the Russians were there was to discuss this deal that was put through about the Saudis, and who's behind that is the Israelis. What do you want
to
make a bet?
He goes back a long way, that Kissinger. He was a Soviet agent at the end of the Second World War.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
I forgot his code name. Gosh, it's been so many years.
Four, I think.
Yes, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
You are exactly right.
Yeah, it's dancing with the Saudis. There was Trump, you know, waving the saber. And that Ross guy, he was doing the same thing. You know, we might as well have had him on an Indian reservation.
Do we have to let Donald Trump back into the country? Or can we just put him on an enemy combatant list?
That makes sense.
Well, you know, and you know what everybody is dodging here? It is now a well-known fact for Israel's greater Israel plan to eat up more of the Middle East. They want to take control of it.
Yeah.
That has not been touched on mainstream. And this is part of the plan of the seven states that had to be, well, remade in the Middle East in order to make something like this happen.
Exactly. Yeah.
God.
It's, you know, it's, I supported Trump. I worked for Trump. And I think here I'm very close. I got a commercially produced sign. I got a Trump is my president shirt. I'm ready to go on YouTube and burn them both.
Well, but politically, you know how that's going to be used. Well, you're just like the Democrats that want Trump impeached, or they you want him gone. And what they're not going to do, see, they have stopped this deep state thing. This is really New World Orderites. These are the globalists that are really behind the scenes. And
right.
they've passed this off as the deep state is the people that you see every day that are walking around Washington or have friends that you don't see that often, but, you know, they're just in and around Washington, D.C. They couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah, well, I don't know where it's going to end, but I sure in hell hope it's not World War III.
Well, I don't, you know what, I still don't think, and I'll stick by this, that it's not going to happen. If nuclear weapons are launched, it's going to be launched against countries that don't have the capability. They might come out and say that they have nuclear capability. What are they doing with North Korea right now? You know, these people can barely shoot their missiles out of a silo and have the damn thing work right. But if Robert Steele is correct, and then it was Zbigniew Brzezinski that made sure that North Korea had this technology in order to develop a nuclear weapon that's delivered by an ICBM?
Well, the Clintons were involved there too, but you know who else was? He was on the board of ABB, and that was Donald Rumsfeld.
And we all know and love and trust that guy, don't we?
Oh, yeah. He was another goody.
You know, at least he's had the good sense to stay out of the public eye. He dipped in once or twice and then got his hat and ran out real fast.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Bill, thank you for your call.
Yeah, that's all right, John. Keep it up.
All right, sir, I will. By the way, you've not asked me the question that you usually ask me.
Well, I was, but you were interesting today to listen to. What is happening? What about PJ? What about the donations?
Well, let me just play you something. I think this is you per Bob. He didn't call in today, but this is the message that he left me.
Hey, John. Bob up here in Michigan. I'm the guy that lives close to Alpena. I just popped $100 in the mail for you. Just thought I'd let you know. Keep up the fight, my friend. We need you. See ya.
That says it all. People need us. We need them. Folks, we are doing a pledge drive for this network. And for as long as we're able to stay on the air, we need your support in order to do that. We're doing a pledge drive for the network. We're three quarters of the way through this thing, and I don't think we're at the one-third mark yet. We're putting out a call for as long as we last here. We're allowed to last. I want to stay on every moment that we can. Call us here at the network, 800-724-2719. When you do that, hit extension 3. Mike will talk to you, take your information. Or you can mail us a donation, money order, check, FRNs wrapped in foil. I'm still waiting for that deep-pocketed person out there and going, oh, God, I'm tired of hearing it. I'm just going to drop a $10,000 check at them. Still waiting for that, but I'm not going to hold my breath. Otherwise, I would have died. But at any rate, we are on a mission here, folks, and that's to keep uncovering the truth and putting it out to the people that have the ears to hear and have the heart to do what that information demands of them. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, top of the page, donate button, make a donation, and while you're there, sign up for a monthly automatic donation. Now, I know a lot of you out there are scraping by. I know some of you are better off, and I know some of you out there are way better off than everybody else combined. This is an appeal to you as well. Support us, folks. Support us. Let me take one more call here. Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick.
Hey, guys. Hey. You know, I'd be surprised if Saudi Arabia would start lobbing nukes at Iran for the sake of Israel or the United States. I think this is just a Wall Street shuffle. This is just, you know, that money that they're charging the Saudis is nothing. They got so much of it. So I don't think there's going to be any nuclear war anytime soon.
I didn't say anything about a nuclear war. But could you imagine if Israel launched either on Iran or Syria? That would pretty much be the end of anything, any relation that we could publicly have with Israel. Okay? Because the fact has been uncovered that we have created the opposition in Syria. There have been over 500,000 deaths by the meddling of the United States government and its support of the wrong people to bring Assad down. We're still having a little problem here with Iran. So why not? Why not get Saudi Arabia and, you know, this errant nuke just comes into their possession and shoot a missile off. It wouldn't be Israel didn't. Wouldn't be us. Wouldn't be Russia.
You know, Israel's so overrated. I mean, they're such a small country. I mean, it wouldn't take nothing to smash them.
Rick? Rick, really? They got 400 nuclear weapons. You want to restate that? You want to rethink that?
Yeah. You got any pictures of them? You got any proof that they have them? You know, the Jews are very much like magicians, and they'd rather have you think that they got them than spend the money on them. You need real estate. You got to be testing them. What if you drop a dud on Iran? What's going to happen to you?
I think
Iran is going to kill every Jew in the Middle East.
I think the equipment that they got has already been vetted and tested.
Well, they better hope it works the first time. I mean,
who's going to lob a nuclear weapon at Israel? It sure as hell ain't going to be the United States.
No, but I mean, I don't think Israel's going to nuke anybody. I think Israel is just in the business of making money.
Okay, ergo, what I said about Mr. Steele's proxies. You always need a proxy. You need room to deflect. They're getting desperate because the Russians have stopped the invasion of Iran and they've stopped Mr. Assad from being pulled from government. By the way, the last two countries on that 7-country list that we have learned about, there's only two more, and the only reason they haven't fallen is because Russia has given them aid.
Yeah. All right? Israel can't even handle Hezbollah, so I don't think they're going to start a war with a country the size
don't,
of
yeah, next. Okay. Okay. Thanks, Rick. Better rethink your position. Ron, thank you.
Hey, pleasure, John.
Gosh, I hope you get that book done before World War III starts.
Who knows?
All right.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.